Right. Our next presenter is Elsa Kishin. So her talk is going to be about proteomics profiling of sperm heads from infertile men reveals decreased expression of five members of the chaperoning containing TCP1 complex.
So good afternoon. So we'll talk about proteomic analysis. So the fertilization ability of a spermatozoon is acquired after some biological processes like maturation, acrosome reaction, and capacitation. And any failure in these processes can induce male infertility. They are based and ensured by modification of proteins, but also by remodeling events. And both of them induce modification of the sperm surface architecture. So the aim of our study was to identify potential biomarkers for male infertility, and for this we decided to compare the sperm head proteome profile between fertile and infertile men, and this by proteomic approach. So the strategy was to extract protein from sperm sample of from six fertile men and six infertile men. Those infertile men have been chosen because they failed to achieve pregnancy after at least three ICSI IVF cycle. Each of these 12 men give a sample at three different time points. So a total of 36 samples have been analyzed by proteomics. So when you want to do proteomic analysis, what you have to do is to deal with the complexity of the sample. And in the case of a spermatozoon, the protein expressed in the tail are expressed at so high level that they can hide the one expressed in the sperm head or in the nucleus, for example. So what we decided to do is to reduce this complexity by doing a sperm head enrichment before to do any protein extraction. So basically how we do that, we sonicate the sample to break the tail. After that, there is incubation in two different kind of buffers to solubilize the protein from the tail debris and from the debris for potential round cell that could contaminate the sample. And after that, incubation with a highly denaturing chemical. And to get rid of this chemical, there is precipitation overnight in cold acetone. And after that, the protein mixture is ready to be analyzed by proteomic analysis. So what we wanted to do is the quantitative analysis. So to be sure to not have any artifactual result, what we did is that one of the 36 samples was loaded three times on a gel. So we could define a cutoff by this technical triplicate analysis. So from this analysis, 567 proteins were identified, and after the cutoff application, 124 were included in the quantitative analysis. So you can trust in the identification of those proteins. They are in the protein mixture, but you cannot trust in their quantitative value for the majority of them. So from these 124 proteins, nine were found upregulated in the infertile group and 42 downregulated. And of these 42, some of them could be regrouped in family. So here there is five subunits of the T-complex protein, known to mediate folding of some proteins. Three subunits of the proteasome, known to help in degradation of targeted protein. And three acrosomal proteins. So today I represent you the result of the three subunits that were found significantly reduced in the infertile group, TCP1, CCT3, and CCT4. So to talk a little bit about the... When you do proteomic analysis, the first step that you have to do is to check your result, to confirm your result by Western blot analysis. And because I wanted to be sure that this variation that we observed were not based on the sperm head enrichment itself, I extracted protein from a full sperm and did the Western blot analysis. So here you see that these three subunits, TCP1, CCT3, and CCT4, are significantly reduced in the infertile group by Western blot, confirming the proteomics result. So to talk about what is the T-complex protein, so it's a complex also known as the TRIC and CCT. So I will talk more about the CCT complex in the next slide. Sorry, my pregnancy made me... So this complex is known to be a member of the chaperonin family. So it's known to mediate folding of cytosolic protein, and it's also important for cell growth. What was very interesting is that recently it has been shown that the human mouse and bull sperm surface express those CCT subunits. And more interestingly is that this complex displays affinity for an homologous zona pellucida. So to talk about the structure of this complex, what we know is that it's the heteroligomeric structure built from two identical rings, and each ring is built from eight unique subunits, so TCP1, TCT2, TCT3, etc. So from the proteomic analysis, what we have shown is that there is a downregulation of three subunits, meaning actually that this is six protein downregulated for one complex. So what I wanted to check, if it's this downregulation can have an effect on the conformational structure of this complex in the infertile group. So the first step was to know if we were able to extract multimeric complexes from a frozen sample. Usually it's done on fresh sample, sperm sample. So here you see a Western blot result, the detection at high molecular level of the CCT complexes through the detection of one subunit, so here the CCT3. And after long exposure of the film, you see here you detect the dissociated form of CCT3. So here this is the associated form, and here the dissociated form. So to compare between the fertile and infertile group is the ratio between the signal of the dissociated form versus the associated form of each subunit. So here I show you a picture of an example for the CCT4 subunit. Here you have two examples of the profile that you can see from two fertile men. And here in the infertile men, you see that there is a high signal detected of the dissociated form versus the associated form of the subunits. And this result was significant, this ratio was significantly higher for the three subunits of the complexes, TCP1, CCT3, and CCT4. And this high level of detection of the dissociated form suggests actually that there is a disruption in the conformation of these complexes in this group, in this infertile group. So what I wanted to see, if it's, for example, this disruption in the structure could have an effect on the other subunits, those, for example, that were not shown to be up or down regulated in the infertile group. So we choose the CCT7. The fold change was only of 1.1. And as you can see here again, is that there is a high detection level of the dissociated form of this protein, even if it's not a downregulated protein in the infertile group. So those results suggest strongly, actually, that the structure of these multi-complexes are impaired in the infertile group, in the mature sperm of this infertile group. So to conclude, I would like to say that we have shown by proteomic approach that these three subunits are downregulated, that we were able to extract those multimeric complexes from a frozen sample. So you don't need actually to work only with a fresh sample. And that's also, interestingly, that the CCT conformation is disrupted and impaired in the infertile group, and not only by seeing the dissociated form of the downregulated subunit. So those results are quite interesting, because what would be the consequence, functional consequence, of this disruption? So what could be the functional consequence of this disruption of these complexes? They are known to help folding of other proteins, and this is mainly a good way to regulate function of protein in the sperm. What also could be the role of those complexes from the spermatozoon after, in the early steps after fertilization? And also, calculation of this ratio, could it be actually something that could predict ICSI or IVF failure? And if we see, for example, a ratio of 50% or 100% in the dissociated form of, let's say, one or two or three of the subunits, could say actually that there is no point to try those methods to help infertile couple. So for this, I would like to thank my supervisors, Dr. Chan, Dr. Hess, and Dr. Robert, Laurel Lavigne, and my friend Lusignan for helping for samples, the clinical proteomics services, of course, and fundings, and you for your attention. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your great talk. Interestingly, what I find particularly remarkable of your observations is that you looked at infertile humans and you found a common defect in them, although the human population is very heterogeneous. Can you explain how come?
Yeah, good question. The fact that I found some high level of dissociated form is not fine in those six patients each time. It's a group analysis, of course. The variation that I saw is that, yeah, the fold change for each patient is different, but there is a reduce. I would say it's a problem in many studies, actually, because we regroup. You regroup sample, you regroup infertile patient, and you find like a common cause, but how to explain? It's definitely not the cause, for sure. But that can help, actually, to... I can't really answer to the question, but I think it's a problem every time that you do human studies. So, I don't know. Sorry.
I'm just curious, just how many proteins did you find differentially expressed between the infertile men versus the control group?
51.
Okay. So that's quite a large number. So do you think that there's a common pathway that's affected in these men where you have the TCP changing, or do you think it's just a consequence?
The fact that it can be, I would say, like, it could be like some chaperone implicated, because if we see, I studied actually the TCP1 complex, but we also find subunits from the proteasome complex. So if I can do the same kind of analysis and see if the complex is still is disrupted also, I can say that this is a problem of chaperone. But definitely for other proteins, I can't really explain. For others, like, radically, but maybe, I don't know, I have to see and to analyze all function of each of them, etc. But it's also always like that. When you're doing proteomics, you have also like a bunch of protein, and after you have to try to make a correlation. But
right. No, I was just wondering if you looked at them in terms of GO term, for example, or any, or, you know, those really broad terms to define a protein's function, so whether it's a chaperone protein, the nuclear protein, you know, to categorize the different proteins that you found. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Is it possible that the decrease in expression of the proteasome subunits could be linked? In other words, is it possible that there's an alteration of protein degradation and altered processing of your TC proteins that leads to impaired complex formation?
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you.